Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Junie. Hey, Junie, he sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Dieter and Edwin from a lot. They live in a lot of places. Judah and Emma from Washington, D.C., Vivan from Dubai, Iggy from St. Louis, Lorenzo and Eddie from Toronto, and Rebecca from Minnesota. I'm so glad that you are all on the Spike team and a part of the Kids Short Stories family. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Junie was an amazing kid. Have I ever told you about Junie, the ice cream making spy kid, ice shooting amazing phenomenon? Okay, well, Junie has ice powers and freezing powers, which means he can, out of his hands, shoot ice and snow and turn anything he wants into ice. I know! Yeah, he needs to drink a lot of water, but and so he has a really cool job. During the day, he works at an ice cream store and he can turn any flavor into ice cream. So if he wanted to make, you know, what should we make? Cotton candy ice cream? Yeah. Should it be pink or blue? What do you think? Pink. Yeah. Oh boy. Don't get me talking about ice cream because that's all I can think about now. But anyway, Junie could turn anything. So, you know, all he needed was a cup of milk, put a little cotton candy in there with some pink color, and poof, he would just magically turn it into the most delicious, creamy ice cream you've ever tasted in your entire life. And anyway, that was his day job. And at nighttime, he was on the Spy Kid team. And so anytime that they needed someone with ice powers, they called Junie. Yeah. You never know when you might have some kind of emergency where you need ice. Last week, Spike at HQ, they called him because they needed an emergency ice rink. Yeah, I know, kind of silly. But they wanted to play a hockey game and go ice skating, and they didn't have any ice. And so they called Junie to fly out there, and he made it the ice in like 2 minutes. An entire ice rink in 2 minutes. I know, absolutely incredible. Well, anyway, Junie is this really awesome kid. And he was on his way to his ice cream store to make some more ice cream today. And on his way, he met a new friend. Oh, hi, my name's Junie. Hi, Junie, my name's Robin. It's good to meet you. Where are you off to? Oh, I'm just headed to work. I work at the ice cream store down the street. No way, Robin said. You work at that ice cream store? That's the most delicious ice cream I've ever tasted in my entire life. Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's actually my ice cream. Like, I make it, Junie said. Robin could not believe it. she had a very surprised face. Do you think I could come and taste some, please? Oh, yeah, it's good to have a taste tester. I'm going to make some new things today, and it'd be great if you helped. Let's go! And just before even Junie could move, Robin was already running towards the ice cream store. All right, I'll meet you there. Junie had to run to keep up with Robin. She was very excited to taste some of that ice cream. And then all of a sudden, bzz, 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 bzz. That's my spy kid paper. Junie whispered to himself. You see, spies need to keep it a secret. If, you know, we don't know who's on our team and who's on the other and the bad team. And so we can't tell Robin. But, oh, hey, Robin, I'm sorry. I have this emergency that I have to go deal with. You can go inside the ice cream store and try whatever you want. Really? Well, wait, are you going to come back? Yeah, I'll be back as soon as I'm done with this, Junie said. I'm not sure how long it'll be, but just wait in the ice cream store. I'll see you later. Bye. Robin didn't seem to care that much because she was just that excited about tasting all of this ice cream. Junie then pushed the button to play the message from his Spy Kid beeper. It said, Junie, we need your help. Overnight, a volcano just appeared out of the ground next to the zoo. We have it under good authority that this volcano is full of lava and is about to explode over all of the zoo. All of its creatures, we're not able to remove them in time. We're not sure what to do, and you're our last resort. We need your help. Not the zoo! Junie said to himself. He loved going to the zoo and seeing all the animals and learning about them. That was so much fun. And, that would be terrible. All right, I've never frozen a volcano before, Junie said, but I will try my best. Junie ran back home, got all of his spy gear, and put on his jetpack and zoomed off to the zoo. You see, overnight, he said this volcano just appeared. What did that mean? As Junie appeared to the zoo, he'd been here like 100 times before. He couldn't believe his eyes. Just like I said, there was not a volcano yesterday. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the zoo, that popped out of the ground is this ginormous volcano! With steam and smoke pouring out the top, Junie flew up to take a look, and inside was a bubbling pool of lava about to spill over the top and run down the sides right into where all of the animals are. Oh no, this is bad. This is worse than I thought, Junie thought to himself. I gotta start freezing now. He started spraying all around the top as much ice as he could shoot. And that ice was working until the lava melted right through it. Uh-oh, I'm gonna need a lot more ice. And to shoot all this ice, he needs to be drinking a lot of water. So he shouted down to all the people in the zoo and said, I need more water, hurry! They connected a big fire hose to the fire hydrant, and Junie soared down to grab onto the hose, and he stuck it in his mouth, and it was just pouring out water. And then he was able to shoot a constant stream of ice out of his hand. It's like the water was coming in super fast, and then he was immediately changing it into ice through his fingers. The ice completely was working. As the lava was spilling out over the top, running down the edge, he was blasting it with all of this ice. And some of the lava kept coming down, but a lot of it cooled down and turned into rock. Yeah, you see, when lava gets wet, let's start with this. When lava is hot, it's very, it's like mud, and it spills and rolls down. But as soon as it meets water or something cold, it turns into rock, and then it's not dangerous anymore. Well, he needs to turn all this lava into rock as fast as possible. And the ice seems to be working. As the lava was spilling over the edge, he was able to keep up with it and cool down that lava. But then, as the lava looked like it was stopping, the volcano started to enlarge. Like, just imagine a balloon filling up with air about to explode! Everybody get out of here! Junie shouted at the top of his lungs. Everyone ran as far away from the volcano as possible. Junie, with the water hose sticking still in his mouth, he turned on as much pressure, so the water was just blasting inside of his mouth, and he was shooting as much of the ice out of his hands as he could possibly handle. And just like that, the lava exploded. The volcano shot lava high up into the air, and he blasted as much ice powers into the air as possible to stop the lava. And then all of a sudden, it worked. And it not only worked, but he turned all that exploding lava into the most delicious tasting lava ice cream you've ever seen. And just like that, the lava that was once hot had turned into ice cream as it crashed down onto the zoo. Now the zoo was completely covered in lava ice cream. Everyone The whole city had to help eat all this delicious ice cream. And everyone was so thankful for Junie that day. As Junie cleaned up, he remembered, oh no, Robin is still at the ice cream store. He raced back to the ice cream store as fast as he could, and Robin was sitting there. Junie, wow, that was delicious. I tasted every flavor in the store, and they're so good. How did you do every flavor? There's like a million of them. Well, I really like ice cream, Robin said. Well, you missed out the craziest thing ever. Have you ever heard of lava ice cream? No, but I want some. All right, come with me. And that was the day that Junie not only saved the zoo in the city from an exploding volcano, but he also invented our very first lava ice cream. Wow, what an amazing story. Well, I hope you friends have a super duper day, and I will see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye! Wow, wasn't that a fun adventure? Well, if you want your own adventure, I want to hear about your ideas. So you can go to kidshortstories.com to send me your idea, and maybe I'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to sign up for our kid shout out. So you put in your name and where you're from. And I would love in an upcoming story to say hi to you and welcome you into the family. Well, you have a super duper day. I will see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.